Good day, and welcome to the Patient Safety Complication Work Group C conference call. Please note today's call is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to turn the call to Mr. Andrew Leisinga. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. First, I'd like to welcome everybody for joining our call. We really appreciate that you've taken the call, the time to call in. We know you're all very busy, and we gave you pretty short notice on this, so we really do appreciate that you can make it. What we'd like to do on this call is just to do some preliminary evaluation of the measures in this that have been assigned to this work group. These are surgery-related measures. I'm just going to do some preliminary review in a smaller group in advance of the in-person meeting. We're hoping this will help our work group members think through the measures a little bit more and hash out any questions they might have. So they've got a little bit more of a comfort level with both the measures and the evaluation process itself for those who haven't done it before. We're hoping this will help us work through the measure reviews at the in-person meeting a little bit more efficiently. We've assigned each of the work group members a measure as a primary reviewer. We don't have all of our work group members on the call today. For those who are on the call, we'll maybe ask those work group members to walk through the measures for us, the measure that we've assigned to them. The others I can just sort of lead us through. I think we've got the preliminary evaluations up on the webinar, and we can kind of use those as a jumping-off point for discussion. We can probably see where there is a general consensus on the particular evaluation criteria and where there might be a little bit more disagreement. We'll probably focus on those areas where there is some disagreement or a lack of consensus. Before we get started, maybe we could just do a quick round of introductions. If we could have the work group members introduce yourself and say a little bit about yourself.
This is Ayanna Trayan. I'm Patient Safety Director for Utah Department of Health and have been assigned the wrong site, wrong side, wrong patient, and wrong procedure, wrong implant measure.
Thanks, Ayanna. Charlotte, are you on?
Yes, I am. This is Charlotte Alexander. I am an independent practitioner. I chair the Safety and Quality Committee for the Memorial Hermann Healthcare System in Houston, Texas, and have been involved with that for several years.
Charlotte. John Clark.
Hi, I'm John Clark. I'm a professor of surgery at Drexel University, and I'm also the clinical director of the Pennsylvania Patient Safety Reporting System, which Ayanna now has 460 wrong site surgeries.
Yeah, but you got all the money too, buddy.
That's right.
All right, Valerie Hooper.
Hi, this is Valerie Hooper. I am the manager for nursing research at Mission Health Systems in Asheville, North Carolina, and I have the 0362 foreign body left after procedure.
Susan Moffitt Bruce. Susan, are you on?
They had said something about she was somewhere else and they were pulling her in.
Okay.
Andrew,
operator.
Yes, she's not here yet.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, well, thanks. We'll just get started then in that case. And I think the first measure we've got lined up is the wrong site, wrong side, wrong patient, wrong procedure, wrong implant measure. That's measure number 0267. And Ayanna, you were assigned as the primary reviewer for that. So why don't you just walk us through?
Well, and Jesse, I'm at a disadvantage. I'm off-site, and I don't have my computer in front of me. So Jessica was going to walk through the areas of disagreement.
Okay, that sounds great.
Sure. So it looks like everyone said it had high impact except you, Ayanna.
Of course.
Sorry. And then for the performance gap, it looks like there was variation from high to low, depending on the reviewer for the first part. So maybe
like
we should use that to start our discussion.
Looks like a couple of people said there was low opportunity for improvement or not much evidence of a performance gap. Any thoughts on that from the work group members?
Well, this is John Clark, and I think there is opportunity for improvement. As most people know, the problem has been recalcitrant. When you look at, say, the Joint Commission's Sentinel event data. However, recently there have been some improvements. The VA has been working on this problem and has noticed about a 20% improvement. The Michigan Hospital Association sent some human factors people into the OR and did a critique of the timeout script, and they've seen a 25% improvement. And we have had two collaboratives. It has not improved as a result of just having the universal protocol or telling people what to do. But when you actually get into the implementation part of it, it does seem to work. We had one collaborative with 30 hospitals in Philadelphia where we reduced our rates by 75% in the short term, and even after 2 years, it's 50% of what it was originally. And we had another very successful collaborative in another part of the state involving 19 hospitals, and they went from 7 per year collectively to 2 per year to 1 per year, and now they have not had any over the past year. So I think the answer is you can make a difference in this. You actually have to get into the implementation phase of it in order to be successful.
This is Ayanna. I would agree with that. I do want to explain, though, my response to the low-impact question. In the measure itself, the measure is verbal, languaged as the percentage of ambulatory surgical center admissions experiencing a wrong site, wrong patient, event, okay? So my first question was, this is coming from the Ambulatory Surgical Association, and the percentage of ASCs, the number, because these are rare events, and using it as a rate number, with the high number of procedures that ASCs do, it struck me that the rate is going to be so small that I questioned whether or not having it as a percentage was really going to be helpful. So even when Dr. Drexler was quoting his numbers from Pennsylvania as being in the 400 range, that's 400 overall for all of the hospital admissions and ambulatory surgical center procedures. So the raw number is probably more impactful because of the egregious nature of the type of event as opposed to having a rate per procedure. And I'd like to hear other people's opinions about that.
Ayanna, this is John Clark again. I agree with you 100% on the rate, and I noticed that on a number of the other measures, they look at counts. They look at counts on transfusion. They look at counts on foreign bodies, for instance, just as an example. And I do not think that this is the kind of problem that you put a rate on, because it's an event that's rare and it should never happen at all. And I think a count is much more appropriate than a rate. So I agree with you 100% on that.
Okay. This is Valerie Hooper, and the problem from my perspective with a count is that, you know, out of how many? I mean, perhaps a count with a rate, but, you know, in fact, I really struggled with some of the measures that were just a count because it just didn't mean anything to me.
Well, let me ask you this. If there was one wrong site surgery every day in Pennsylvania, or excuse me, in the country, would that be satisfying to you?
John, I think it's interesting to know, but I think a count without an incidence rate is, for me, is just not quite enough.
I guess I'm arguing that the rate should be zero, so that the count is zero and the rate is zero. and the rate and the count are the same when it's zero. And anything more than zero is unacceptable. So,
I don't disagree with that. But the reason I put the performance gap as being low is because the incidence is so small, and I do not disagree that the incidence should be zero. But the incidence is so small that it's very difficult to show a performance gap. That being said, I'm not sure if the focus should be the outcome or the process, because also in reading the measure, I wasn't convinced that the process of universal, the universal site identification, timeout, et cetera, actually contributes to a decrease in the incidence of wrong site surgery.
This is John, because we've looked at this immensely. It doesn't if it's done without best practice. It does if it's done properly, and the Joint Commission tells you to do it, but they don't tell you how to do it, and it turns out that how you do it, which is not stated by the Joint Commission, it does make a difference.
I agree. My question, I guess, is should the focus of this, should the focus be the outcome or should the focus be the process?
This is Charlotte Alexander. One observation I had as I was looking at these measures is that hopefully as we're measuring them, they're giving us some indication of how we are progressing. And so I would speak toward a rate. I had a difficult time with things that were reporting only the incidents to know, are we any better than we were? Which direction are we going? Are we having a positive impact? So even with a small number, I would wish to have a rate, and I would like to see over the 3-year period what direction we're going.
I understand the concerns and the rationale. I just think that in terms of rare events and also in terms of never events, rates are not appropriate measure. And I get what you're saying in terms of needing some sort of context in terms of how to interpret those numbers. But I just don't see that the rates are giving us the kind of context that we're looking for as it's stated. Now, that said, two things come to mind. One is, how does this one compare to the definition of the hospital reporting events for wrong site surgeries? Do you guys know, does the staff know if they ask for percentages on the hospital side for a wrong site surgery measure?
Hi, I'm Susan Lawford Bruce. I think I'm on now. We, as a healthcare system and also in Ohio, we all actually report them as counts, absolute numbers, just because with never events, we just felt that the rate was just not helpful for us. So
right.
That's kind of where we are at the grassroots level, trying to prevent this and make them never events.
This is John Clark. If I could jump in on the ASFs. I think it's actually more problematic to measure rates in ASFs than it is in hospitals, and that's because the ambulatory facilities are very different. So some almost do entirely endoscopy, some do almost entirely eye cases,
right.
Some do plastic surgery. So if you're comparing endoscopy units to eye units, and you're not stratifying for those kind of units, your numbers are going to look very differently depending on whether it's an endoscopy where the wrong site is very uncommon versus eyes where the wrong site, wrong implant is probably one of the most common of all the types of surgery that's done.
And it's also, from what I've been told from my local association, is where many of the wrong sites occur.
Yes.
Within the eye area. Jessica or Andrew, is this an opportunity to ask the vendor or the recommending organization if they're on board, to explain to us why they chose percentage or why they're supporting a percentage approach versus a count approach.
I think that would be appropriate. I believe we've got both Kim Wood and Donna Slosberg on the line. Are you, Kim and Donna, are your lines open?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
And Kim, your line's open as well. You as well, Susan.
Okay, thank you.
So would you like to, can you explain to us why this is a percentage versus a count?
So this is Susan White. I'm the statistician. Donna, if you don't want me to jump in, just say so. I think it's a matter of with ASCs, we have a big difference in sizes and a big difference in market. And I can appreciate the comment that each of the centers also has many of the centers have a focus on particular procedures. In measuring, if we want to look for statistically significant change and shift, I think the proportion would give us the ability to do that. We would be fine reporting both. I don't think that would be an issue. Reporting the counts, I would say we have to be able to separate sort of in never events. We could have bad luck if we're doing a million, one out of a million surgeries. I would say none is acceptable. But if we're looking at shift and we want to look at statistical shift, the rate is probably the more sound way to look at that.
However, this is John Clark, and you're the statistician. My sense is that if you do a power analysis on something that happens about one out of every 20,000 to one out of every 60,000 events, you're probably going to need a cohort of at least a million in each group.
Oh, you're exactly right.
To detect the difference, are you not?
You are exactly right. And I struggled with this because we have another measure also, which just are never events. And the way that some of the questions are sort of structured, they lead you down the statistical significance path. But, Jack, I totally agree with you. It's, you would need – the power analysis would not come out favorable here.
Okay. And then one other question I had regarding this, it talks about percentage of ASC admissions. So how are you defining admissions? Because it's been my conversation with ASCs, they really work on the procedure, work within the procedural world as opposed to admissions world. Admissions tends to be more of a hospital terminology.
If you look at the measure definitions, and this is Kim Wood, you can see that we have defined admission as the patient having completed the registration process. And yes, even though this is an ASC and not a hospital, patients are actually admitted through a process on the date of their surgeries. And we've set that criteria so that there is a consistent process for identifying when the patient has actually been admitted.
Okay.
And just to follow on to what Susan said, the way the measure is constructed, the numerator identifies the wrong site event. And if you only want to know the count, you can certainly know that. But if you pair it with the denominator statement, which is those ASC admissions, you can also establish a rate. So there's a fair amount of flexibility in what gets done with the measure because both data elements are collected. If a particular someone who implements the measure only wants to know the count, they certainly can know that. If they want to know the rate, that's available as well.
Could you tell us how much extra work is involved in collecting the denominator admission rate number?
Not much extra work because that is sort of a routine thing. As you can imagine, hospitals keep track of how many patients they admit, and ASCs also, as a routine part of their operations, understand how many patients are admitted in their setting.
Yeah, that's just, and I have years of experience in the peri-anesthesia setting to include ambulatory and to capture that denominator. That's just that you collect on a daily basis. So that is not adding any additional work to the process.
Okay, and then one more observation or question. I'm going back to, which is how the wrong site, wrong patient, wrong procedure, and wrong implant indicator for hospitals is defined. So, if we're going to be able to, for example, compare apples to oranges.